With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Howard Avenue between Devonshire Mall and Grand Maris is open again. Police had to shut that down around 9 last night because of a spill. The city's Public Works Department worked through the night to clean it up, but police don't know what caused that spill just yet. Much of Windsor's rosy economic prospects depend on a deal for the entire Nexstar battery plant. That from the Conference Board of Canada. It says other projects led to its prediction that Windsor would lead the country in economic growth over the next few years. But the plant is a big part of that.
We are looking at roughly 15,000 jobs being created in the community over the next 3-4 years, and that number would certainly be smaller if that plant didn't go ahead.
Vice President Michael Burt was in Kingsville yesterday. So was Premier Doug Ford, and he says a deal with Stellantis is definitely coming.
We're here to help them get their deal. This is the federal government's deal, and we're there to support them. We're putting more money up. And I think we're about that close from getting it done.
The Ford government is contributing a third of the government subsidies for the deal. 3 weeks ago, Stellantis stopped construction on the module facility, saying the feds hadn't matched supports in the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. A man from LaSalle and another from Harrow can't drive for the next month after police busted two drivers racing on Front Road. They did it in front of a marked police cruiser. LaSalle police say they were going 47 kilometers over the speed limit at one point. Both vehicles were impounded. Starting this Sunday, seniors can ride Transit Windsor for a buck. You might have to show ID, though, to prove you're over 60. Transit Windsor is running the promotion until June 10th, and it doesn't include the tunnel bus. Ottawa is warning the provinces the country's firefighting capacity is stretched perilously thin, and we're just at the start of forest fire season. Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair calls the level of wildfire activity so far unprecedented. The Globe and Mail says there's fires in so many different regions, there are concerns Canada doesn't have the people or the equipment to respond. In the U.S., the Senate passed the debt ceiling and budget package. The Associated Press says the deadline before the U.S. government would start defaulting is June 6th. The legislation goes to President Joe Biden now. Once he signs it, it's law. And Meta is going to start blocking news for some Canadians on Facebook and Instagram. It's a temporary test before they permanently block news. The Canadian Press says it's over the Fed's online news bill, and the block should impact up to 5% of Canadians. 3-1 for the Jays over the Brewers. Game 1 of the NBA final goes to Denver. The Nuggets beat the Heat 104-93. Sunshine and really hot again today with a high of 33, down to 19 and clear tonight. Sunny to start tomorrow, then sun and cloud around lunch, and we'll get up to 32. Cooler on Sunday, 24 and sunny. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.